I am the ferryman.
In the shadows of the afterlife, the ferryman of souls guides America's most influential spirits to their eternal rest.
Where are you taking me?
Are you death?
This road is not on any map.
How much for a ticket?
All I ask for in payment is a tale.
I don't know who got to Kennedy first.
And the devastation those first bombs caused.
I've never been to hell, but I know intimately the hymns of the damned.
Binge this season of The Passage now.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You don't put those inside of you, do you?
This is a show about women.
I mean, you do?
Yes. Finally, a show about women that isn't just a thinly veiled aspirational nightmare. It's not hosted, not narrated. We're just dropping into a woman's world.
I found out when my dad was gay when I was 10. We were in a convertible on the 405 freeway, listening to the B-52s. And looking back, I should have said, this is gay. This is already all gay.
Listen to Finally a Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, and this is Encyclopedia Womanica. If you've been listening for a while, you know that on Encyclopedia Womanica, we're making every month Women's History Month. But in honor of March, the official Women's History Month, we're talking about feminists, women who fought for gender equity. Today's feminist had to carve out her own meaning of women's rights and empowerment, caught between tradition and modernity. In the process, she became one of the most important African authors of her century. Let's talk about Mariama Ba. Mariama was born in 1929 in Dakar, the capital of Senegal. By the time of Mariama's birth, Senegal had been under the control of France for hundreds of years. At one time, it was a source for the African slave trade. Mariama's mother passed away soon after Mariama's birth, so she was raised by her devoutly Muslim, highly traditional grandparents. Her grandparents believed girls shouldn't go to school. Mariama's father, however, was a powerful and open-minded government official. He insisted that his daughter receive an education, so Mariama received the best possible French education available to African women at the time. Much of Mariama's early life was defined by the push and pull of her grandparents' traditional values and the progressive values she was exposed to over the course of her liberal education. In 1947, Mariama graduated from an elite teaching school with high marks. She got married to a Senegalese parliament member and had 9 children with him. But they soon got divorced, leaving Mariama to care for all the children on her own. After her divorce, Mariama continued to struggle to reconcile the traditional principles she was raised to value with more modern ideas of the world and women's rights. She became very active in a variety of women's associations and began delivering speeches and writing articles for local newspapers on women's rights issues relevant to her community. She self-identified as a modern Muslim woman. When Mariama was 50 years old, she published her debut novel called So Long a Letter. It was a massive popular and critical success, quickly becoming a cornerstone of African literature for its honest depiction of women's disadvantages in society. In the novel, Mariama directly addresses polygamy, the caste system, and other strict, harmful practices and ideas that were common in Senegalese communities at the time. Mariama advocated for the value of all women, stating that women are important mothers of Africa. Mariama won the first NOMA Prize for Publishing in Africa in 1980 for So Long a Letter. She passed away from cancer just a year later. Her second novel, Scarlet Song, was published posthumously. It's a love story featuring partners from two different castes and ethnic backgrounds. The novel highlights the tyranny of tradition and the need for women to empower themselves. Though she died too soon, Mariama's incredible literary skills and bold ideas left a significant mark on African literature and on the movement for women's rights in Africa. All month, we'll be covering feminists from throughout history. We're specifically featuring women who were particularly important to the women's rights movement, the suffrage movement, and/or modern feminism and feminist theory. This month's group is not an exhaustive list by any means, and we're sticking to a smaller time range in our regular weekday episodes so that we can really focus in. On weekends, we're going to highlight favorite feminists from past months chosen by other podcast hosts we love. And we'll also be talking about modern feminists, brought to you by our sponsor this month, Fiverr. This month of Encyclopedia Womanica is brought to you by Fiverr, an online marketplace connecting businesses with freelancers who offer hundreds of digital services, including graphic design, copywriting, web programming, film editing, and more. Fiverr's mission is to change how the world works together. The Fiverr platform gives everyone, no matter their gender, race, religion, or sexual orientation, an equal chance to build their business, brand, or dreams on their own terms. That's something we can certainly get behind this Women's History Month and year-round as we call for more industry leaders to join with Fiverr and make strides in creating opportunities for all. Fiverr's marketplace helps the world's feminists get more done with less. Take five and show your support for Fiverr's new store at fvrr.co/women, where they feature over 100 of the platform's top female talent. That's fvrr.co/women. For more on why we're doing what we're doing, check out our new Encyclopedia Womanica newsletter. Special thanks to Liz Kaplan, my favorite sister and co-creator. Talk to you tomorrow.
I am the ferryman.
In the shadows of the afterlife, the ferryman of souls guides America's most influential spirits to their eternal rest.
Where are you taking me?
Are you death?
This road is not on any map.
How much for a ticket?
All I ask for in payment is a tale.
I don't know who got to Kennedy first.
And the devastation those first bombs caused.
I've never been to hell, but I know intimately the hymns of the damned.
Binge this season of The Passage now. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You don't put those inside of you, do you?
This is a show about women.
I mean, you do?
Yes. Finally, a show about women that isn't just a thinly veiled aspirational nightmare. It's not hosted, not narrated. We're just dropping into a woman's world.
I found out when my dad was gay when I was 10. We were in a convertible on the 405 freeway, listening to the B-52s. Looking back, I should have said, this is gay. This is already all gay.
Listen to Finally a Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.